Thank you for coming to the During Business Hours podcast, where we make videos, we do all kinds of fun things, and you hit the notification, like, comment, subscribe, join the family that gets in our business, around our business, and for our business at every chance they can. All right, it's been a juicy weekend. Let's get on to the recap. How was your week, Alex? You tell me the juicy details of everything you got going on. Please involve me in everything. You feel horrible right now. For those of you who don't know, I understand.
You're really going for it now.
I have to because I'm just so excited. I saved my mania. And now I'm just like, let's go.
So what had happened was.
What happened was
our previous recording on the OBS, none of it was showing up. So I.
What had happened? Well, why was none of it showing up?
We had two different Firefoxes open. Mm-hmm. So it was recording one Firefox that we weren't showing anything on versus the second one that we had open that was everything that we were going through. So
that happens.
Last week I was going through it and I was like, well, I don't want it to catch any audio. So I turned the levels down on the mics. I didn't even think about it. And I recorded everything.
Think about it.
And
he forgot to turn it back up. And then we were recording for 20 minutes talking about some juicy stuff. And you'll see that never. on today's episode, there is all kinds of things going on with the move and all that fun stuff. I'm just going to send that on a personal vlog over at Christopher Loves Life. There's so much stupid stuff that has happened. I've almost died twice this weekend. And I'm pretty sure I broke my foot today. But that's over at Christopher Loves Life. Go view, watch, like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you post notifications on, as you always will. If you're not already part of the YouTube family, join it. You'll love it. It's fun. We sporadically post things you might care about or not. Just get angry and hit that button. We'll see you over there. But today, there's all kinds of social media bullshit going on. So much. So many mistakes were made. If you do not know who Dr. Disrespect is, do you know who Dr. Disrespect is?
I know of him. I've never seen his streams or anything.
I didn't watch his streams or anything. I just knew he was a guy with a 1990. I'm your casual give a shit about Call of Duty guy.
He's got like a mullet class.
Yeah, he's like that very Chad, gotta get it done, man, do this thing, blah, 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 CGI, boom, 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 boom. And then he's 7'2". Nobody gives a shit, but he's 7'2". He's married to a beautiful, he calls her his doctor or doctorette assassin, whatever. Mm-hmm. He's cheated on her. He went public a couple of years ago. I was like, I cheated. I'm sorry. Takes the mustache, the glasses off. He's like, I just did it. And then he gets banned from Twitch in the middle of a deal. Loses hundreds of millions of dollars, he says. He's like, we're going to court, boys. We're going to court. We're going to win. And then we find out nothing. We know nothing. He goes on to another platform. He gets banned again. Then we know nothing. He's just got more CGI shit. Never speaks about it.
Mm-hmm.
Until recently, a little streamer, and I'll find out the fucking name after I watch this.
Barry Tweet. Yo, checking in. I'm seeing everything on Twitter, and I read through Doc's tweet.
Oh, no, that's not it. But yeah, so a woman came out basically accusing him of child pedophilia, well, basically being a pedo, messaging a minor, underage, explicit things. And it's hilarious. And I've got to find her name because I had her name and now I don't have it. Dr. Disrespect POV. Even people are cutting him. Midnight Society, I don't know what that is. Co-founder, more accessible, their duty to act on behalf of all individuals involved with 55 developers and families, you know, along the community and players. Turtle Beach headsets have been removed from their website. Oh, he's getting canceled again.
For those that are looking for me to expand on this weekend, not gonna. Already said what I needed to say. I don't give a fuck about this guy. That's it. So I do appreciate the donations. I do appreciate the messages. But but I like to put it in fifth gear right off the rip. For those that are looking for me to expand.
So basically this guy gets banned from Twitch, and we're all like, the world is looking for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out somebody came out, I can't find the name, we'll put it in afterwards, of who it was that said he was messaging a minor, knowingly messaging a minor sexually explicit things. And so it's popped the fuck off. And he's like one of the biggest. Him, Tim the Tat Man, and Nick Merckx are like the three biggest trio fucking people in the world. And it's not surprising. He did cheat on his wife with a younger woman. And like, he always makes jokes about things. And I could see him being a bit on the like, oh, you're 18 or you're about to be 18. You message, you know, like just the weird. Mm-hmm. He strikes me as that guy. He wears fucking wigs and fake mustaches for a living. Blocks his eyes out. People take shots at his house and all this stupid shit. And multimillionaire, et cetera, et cetera. It's called grooming. But apparently, his statement after all of this started going crazy is the Twitch ban. I'd like to make a quick statement. Let's cut out all the fucking bullshit. As you know, there's no filter with me. I've always been upfront and real with you guys on anything that I can be upfront about. And I'm always willing to act responsibly, which is why I'm here now. First and foremost, I do want to apologize to everyone in my community as well as those close to me, my team, and everyone at Midnight Society Game Studio. A lot of people have been left in the dark about what happened yesterday at Midnight Society and I, and we made a painful decision collectively to have me step down. Our team is full of incredibly talented and good people that have high career ambitions and families. I'd never want to jeopardize the culture we have carefully crafted. Everyone has been wanting to know why I was banned from Twitch, but for reasons outside of my control, I was not allowed to say anything for the last several years. Now that two former Twitch employees have publicly disclosed the accusations, I can now tell my side of the story regarding the ban. Were the Twitch whisper messages with an individual minor back in 2017? The answer is yes. Were the real intentions behind these messages? The answer is absolutely not. These were casual mutual conversations and sometimes lean too much in the direction of being inappropriate. But nothing more, nothing illegal happened. No pictures were shared. No crimes were committed and never even met the individual. I went through a lengthy arbitration regarding a civil dispute with Twitch, and the case was resolved by a settlement. Let me be clear. It was not a criminal case against me, and no criminal charges have ever been brought against me. Now, from a moral standpoint, I absolutely take responsibility. I should have never entertained these conversations to begin with. That's on me. That's on me as an adult, as a husband, as a father. I should have never happened. I get it. I'm not perfect, and I'll fucking own my shit. This was stupid. Now, with all that said, don't get it fucking mistaken. I've seen all the remarks and labels thrown around too loosely. Social media is a destruction zone. I'm no fucking predator or pedophile. Are you kidding me? If anyone truly knows me, fucking knows where I stand on those things with those types of people. Fuck that. There's a different level of disgust that I fucking hate even hearing about. Don't be labeling me as the worst of the worst with your exaggerations. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. But I think I've said what I needed to say regarding the ban itself. That's it. That's why Twitch made the decision back in 2020. To my team, community, industries, friends that have supported me, I apologize. I wish I could have said all this sooner. You guys have always showed me and my family love and support throughout these years. We love you guys, and you can't imagine. I have the fucking best community in circle. If any of this has made you uncomfortable, I get it. You don't have to support me anymore just because you know you have always been greatly appreciated. But trust me when I say this. To all my haters that live, breathe social media, zero real-life expectations, I don't give a fuck about you. Finally, if you're uncomfortable with this entire statement and I think I'm a piece of shit, that's fine. But I'm not fucking going anywhere, and I'm not the same guy I made the mistake all those years ago. I'm taking an extended vacation with my family, as mentioned on stream, and I'm coming back with a heavy weight off my shoulders. They want me to disappear. Yeah, fucking right. But it's 4 fucking years ago, so I don't see how this is as crazy as people are making it out to be.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got everybody from all fucking walks of life, from Fortnite to Minecraft to every game streamer that nobody gives a shit about, that have a million Chinese bots watching them every day, going nuts. It says, I ain't reading all that. You're a pedophile. And then this is really, you're exposing child pedos from Diddy to Drake and now Dr. Disrespect, which with the D's. And it says, the most ruthless athletic competitor in video game history. And then his actual Twitter is right here. He made his own whiskey. That's what he looks like without the wig. Mm. There's no way that's where he streams.
Why is that?
Because I've seen videos and it just looks so much bigger because he's so fucking big, you know?
Maybe the perception of it just isn't.
It's all CGI, like I said, which is hilarious because goddamn. Oh, that's his locker room back here. Oh, that's hilarious. Or his seat. See, he is like an action movie star video game character. That's the deal. And then he's got to remove all his Turtle Beach shit. And that's going to be hilarious. Elden Ring, Shadow of Erdtree.
Still need to play it.
Yeah, I haven't played it. I guess he plays a lot of Elden Ring all of a sudden.
I guess so. Never known
defeat. This is the game? This right here? See ya.
I am Melania. And I have never known defeat.
5 minutes. Him and Tim the Tavern. The shit that they edit is hilarious. Here is the one we saw just a little bit ago. Here we go.
I'm seeing everything on Twitter. And
this is Nick
I read
Marks.
Through Doc's tweet. And in that very tweet, he basically confirms that, you know, he was texting an underage girl. And it went weird sometimes, you know. And look. Just to be blunt and straightforward, man. That's inexcusable. It's unacceptable, right? There's no excuse for something like that, and I can't support it. Hang on, honey. Doing this, talking to Twitter. I can't support it. I can't defend it. And look, the boys and I are torn up over it too, man. Because we played a lot of games with the guy, and it feels a little weird, but. What can you do, you know? So I just wanted to update you guys on my thoughts and how I'm feeling. And, I mean, look, I hope you guys have a good day, all right? Yo, checking
did
in.
Did you learn anything new from that fucking video?
No.
You know, we're torn up. Like, all his friends are very, like, half-assed about it. Like, very half-assed about it.
Right.
Which is quite hilarious. A meltdown of a mega hat?
Check this out.
I am looking forward to releasing this video because I just want to purchase something.
No, dude, off. Get the off of here, man. Fuck, man. You stay. You can't stand your racist motherfuckers.
Racist?
Yeah.
Mr. Ray. I'm not a racist.
He's wearing some Trump bullshit. Got some racist bullshit all up in his head and shit. I'm not serving anyone that has to do with that.
He's
a treasonous asshole.
I don't have a problem with you, sir. I'd like to purchase some of this naked vape juice, though. If that'd be all right. All right, see, because... Okay, here's where we're at.
Leave the store.
Here's where we're at.
Leave the store.
Here's
leave
where,
the store.
Here's where we're at.
Leave the store! F*** off! I don't give a... Get out! Get
it's
out!
Help your customer!
Can somebody shoot him? Somebody
liberal didn't... store worker melts down.
It's not liberal. It's just mentally handicapped.
It's cringe.
Yeah, it's crazy. The doctor disrespect thing. I think all his friends are going to back up after 4 years of supporting him so hard. Like mm-hmm. The craziest part about this whole thing is that for 4 years, it was just Twitch against the little man, you know, $1 million on the line, fucking $10 million.
Yeah.
Now it turns out he's a possible pedophile. Like he makes great content. But he definitely fucked around and found out. And there's a lot of clips of him saying that. And you can twist that to make it, like, hilarious. He fucked around and found out. It's hilarious.
So after all that backing, like you said, they're just...
Everyone backed. And now everyone's like, you know, they're on the fence waiting to see where the hammer falls.
Yeah.
But all these dudes are like, Doc wouldn't do this. Doc wouldn't do that. Fuck Twitch.
And
everyone,
now they're like, well,
you know, he basically... He confirmed it was a minor, and we don't really like that. And, like, the boys are torn up about it. We're not going to play disc golf with them anymore. You know? Hold up, babe.
And they're all like, man, this really affects me real bad.
It affects me, like, in there while I'm in my sauna in my billion-dollar home. You know, like, they're all fucking rich. Nobody gives a shit that in a private group chat that disappears in 4 hours so nobody can take a screenshot, they're like, meh. Let me count my coins. It's so great. you know, they talk differently to each other than they do.
Right.
There's no fucking way in any world that they're not calling Doc. Like, Doc, I'm about to put this out here. It's going to be morally ambiguous. But I got your back. When right. the hammer falls, I got your back. And in reality, you're like, Deuce, I'll be next in line for that Turtle Beach contract. There's no loyalty in that fucking game. It's a video game. Like, you're trying to be for your customers, your people. There is the bottom dollar to get your family and you across. Mm-hmm. There's no loyalty. Every one of those people would trade them for a contract to somewhere. And then we got fun shit like this.
Wait a minute, Chuck. Let me shut you down for a second, Chuck. Just for one second. I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. He could be speaking 200 feet away from it. He shows up with the biggest mask I've ever seen. You could never have done the job that we did. You don't have it in your blood. You could have never done that job.
I know how to do the job. I know how to get the job.
Well, you didn't.
It's on the ballot in the court.
I don't think so.
In the court.
Well, there's nothing happening there.
Make sure you, in fact, let people know we're senators. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
Because the question is, the radical left.
Will you shut up,
man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This
Who's
is
on your so list, gentlemen?
Not by much. I beat him a whole hell of a lot. I'm here standing facing you,
buddy. Most of the Hodges would have left 2 days earlier. You would have lost every primary.
All he knows how to do is Tuesday. You got Look, very lucky. There's a deal. I got great luck, and we're very lucky tonight as well.
The sure. president, can you let him finish, sir?
No, he doesn't know how to do that.
You'd be surprised.
The wrong guy, the wrong night at the wrong time.
Listen, you give me better health care at a much lower price.
But,
because
by the way, he doesn't know how.
Good.
He doesn't know how
I've
to do that.
Fixed it.
He has never
I've
offered a plan
fixed it to an extent.
He has never done a single thing.
Know, but probably does.
Gentlemen, I realize that you're both sitting at the
same time,
and it's too expensive.
Not the president. Go ahead, sir.
Many of your Democrat governors said. President Trump did a phenomenal job. We worked with the governor. Oh, really? Go take a look. The governor said I did a phenomenal job. Most of them said that. No matter what you say to them, they give you bad press on it. It's just fake news. They give you good press. They give me bad press because that's the way it is, unfortunately. But let me just tell you something. I don't care. I've gotten used to it. He gets a lot smarter, a lot quicker.
So, Mr. President, did you use the word smart?
You said you went to Delaware State, but you forgot the name of your college. You didn't go to Delaware State. You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
Oh, give me a break.
Because you know what? There's nothing smart about you, Joe. 47 years, you've done nothing.
Let's have this debate.
Damn, that's the best edit I've seen of that. That is the best edit. Here's what post means. What did Elon Musk mean? Sue Origin. Based on the context provided, the meaning of Elon Musk, Sue Origin is a reference to the legal battle between his company, SpaceX, and Jeff Bezos' company, Blue Origin. Specifically, it appears to be a tongue-in-cheek comment about Blue Origin's past lawsuits against SpaceX, such as one over NASA's lunar lander, Bullseye. The phrase Sue Origin could be interpreted as a sarcastic way of saying that Blue Origin has a history of resorting to legal action rather than competing fairly in the marketplace. That is fucking hilarious. Oh, and there's something else. In the past years, Blue Origin has sued to stop SpaceX from using what is now our primary launch pad at 39A and tried to patent landing a rocket on a ship, even though that idea had been around for 70 years. Genius move. That is, I like that little swivel shit. Arrested while taking a shit.
I'm taking a
stand up off the toilet now.
What the fuck?
Stand up off the toilet now.
Rocket,
stand up.
What the fuck, man?
Stand up. I'm going to give you an opportunity to pull your pants up. And let's get this taken care of. We're done having this discussion, bud. I told you I needed you to come out and chat with me. Now I told you we're going to escalate it. And we're to that point.
Okay, can I wipe my ass, so, please?
Not be scared.
Yeah, there's no way. You would have to know that. Did you ever see this about that
You're
lady?
A musician.
Mm-mm.
This is how ignorant women in music are.
I didn't know that about you.
What do you know?
That you're a musician. But that's why I'm interviewing you today, so I can get to know you.
So I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck that mean? Make magic or something? What is musician?
I think you're confusing that.
Yeah, I'm not no musician. I make music. I make music. And that's not all I do. I make music, I act. I'm a TV star too, a young mogul. Uh-huh.
Just really quick, I think you're confusing.
I'm not confusing nothing because you don't know. You thought that all I was a magician or whatever the fuck you said.
See, that's what I think you think I said.
No,
I said musician, magician.
I don't think, baby. I don't think. What is that? That's ghetto. I don't think. I know.
So you
think.
I didn't say magician, Suki. I said musician. And I think you are a musician.
No, baby, I do music.
So you just really quick for the record, could you say you don't think you're a musician?
I'm not none of that.
But then after that, you just said I do music.
Yeah, I do music.
So in other words, you're a musician.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, some of the dumbest women I know do music and OnlyFans.
She doesn't think she knows.
Probably does both.
Probably.
I don't even know who Suki is. I've never heard a single fucking thing.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the whole Julian Assange is going to be back in 5 years if he doesn't die already. Oh, apparently Ninja, who is now not blue-haired Ninja, but just Tfue Ninja with tattoos and shit.
And then we're just going to move on. I just want to touch on some things lately, guys. Obviously, there's been a lot of like drama that's been going on, not involving me, but you guys know what I'm talking about. And I just got two things to say, and then we're just going to move on and keep playing Fortnite. All right, number one. Anything involving a minor at all, no matter what it is, like is not okay. It's messed up and it's illegal and it's pretty simple. So especially if you, all right, I'm not going to get too much into detail about that, but like, come on, it's a no brainer, right? That's number one. But, and number two, with the whole doc situation and just what's been released these last 2 days, like here's what I'll point out for now. And that is, if you guys don't know, Midnight Society, which is the game that Doc helped build, right, and create, and he was a part of the company, did their own investigative research behind the scenes, right, and found enough evidence to let him go from the company, right? Not like, not administrative leave, not we'll address this later. Like, let him go after doing their own research, right? And after doing their own internal investigation behind the scenes. So, like, if that's not enough, right, evidence or enough to, like, they found something is what I'm trying to say, okay? Now, let's, like, I've seen a bunch of clips out there. I've seen a bunch of stuff from XQC, like you said, apparently there's more stuff coming out. So, until then, it's only been 2 days into the situation. So, let's just wait until we see more, but like, that's all I have to say. Yeah, saying I didn't do anything illegal or like there was no wrongdoing. I mean, a lawsuit at the end of the day, not a lawsuit, but a settlement, right? Because there's talks about a settlement. A settlement, no matter what it looks like publicly, it usually means someone did something, right? Mm-hmm. Or there was some truth to some, enough truth, right? You settle to cover things up. You settle to not
get out there. Twitch wanted out of the contract, right? Because you were a bad, bad man.
Do your own research, look stuff up, and just, let's just keep on waiting for some more stuff. More evidence moving on in the future. But done with the drama. I didn't even want...
So is Ninja part of the friend group?
Yeah, he was one of the Fortnite streamers. Yeah, when Dr. Disrespect and Nick Merckx throw a house party. Wah, 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 wah. Another close friend, Dr. Disrespect, speaks about the recent allegations. No evidence, text of a minor, no criminal fired by Twitch play, saying it's true and claiming he'll only release the info if people buy tickets to his band show. No victim come forward, not have the families. Stinks to high heavens, feels like more like failing lunatics trying to get their 15. Until I see actual proof of any of this, I'm not going to believe a word. His band? Tickets to a show? I'm no fucking predator fella. Are you kidding me? Denies pedo allegations. You dropped a giant post explaining the messages are real. So, what is it? Drama alert, right? Melanie Max should drop the chat logs for full contact or inappropriate messages about the minor, some locker room jokes. Suspicious has come solely from a torrent moderator who was teasing them as a means to promote his own paid event.
Go work on your jump shot or something, champs. At this point, go outside, walk out, and walk on the grass.
I'm happy.
Plan a camping trip this weekend.
I can stop.
Get out, jump into the ocean. Go to the lake. Go to the river.
Stop running. This is good.
Just go for a walk, maybe a jog. Play catch, frisbee.
I'm happy.
Nine holes.
Nine holes.
Soccer league this Saturday and Sunday. Multiple games. Barbecue, outside barbecue. Mm-hmm. You know, at this point, You're gonna.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Okay, Cody Corners. This is the least sued I've ever been, guys. Lawyers work weekends, and I don't think they had a few things that just needed to go before they circled back to this. Jake is very clearly trying to split the difference with what he thinks in half of his potential audience is, exacerbating with the fact. I know Jake has been trying to verify leaked screenshots from a TNS section of the world's leader in multiplayer entertainment since yesterday afternoon. He's racing a couple other more talented people. Jake and all of his really silly, but the version that the document I got, your team's watermark on it, so maybe you check in. Cody Guy in the Duster section has gone a full Riddler. Court of public opinion. Just unfollowed disrespect about hearing about the allegations.
Hey, look, though. Hey, look. Hey, look, bro. Just go take that break, bro. Like, just, like, you know.
Just take that break, bro.
Go reevaluate your whole life and shit. You know? Damn.
Everyone's just like.
I feel like I've heard for so long, people say that they were worried about, like, potential lawsuits or whatever bullshit. I don't know why they ever felt that way. I'm not sure if there's, like, some other part to that story that I
hate Destiny. I don't even want to hear his voice, I'm telling you.
It was just annoying.
He was in this like very polyamory relationship with this girl who ended up fucking him over, but he's been like anti male, like men should be men. Men need to be soft and let their women fuck other men. And he went on this whole ride, like I let her do whatever. And then she left him for a younger, more richer man and got based. And, you know, he couldn't lay it down for his woman.
Oh my God.
And then he went psychotic and now he's just depressed and a lonely leftist idiot. He's just very like Biden saved the world and like women need reproductive rights and like help me. I need to be in the center of attention. And I don't care if I am. I like speaking my mind, but I don't need to be your center of attention, or do I, Billy? That's about as gay as I'll ever get on TV. So
I could definitely see why he would be just constantly upset.
So even Tristan Tate and Tate News
is based.
So, yeah, but he says Tristan Tate reacts to Dr. Disrespect allegation today. Dr. Disrespect admitted the allegations are true. So Dr. Disrespect is based as fuck. His tall, jacked, handsome bastard that no doubt has women throwing herself at him. I know how it is. Some of his opinions upset people and his voice is loud. He's a sexual predator now. Sorry, I just don't fucking believe you. Gideon comments on Disrespect situation, the gallery being true. Dang, can't believe he's a P3DO, but we got to keep that same energy no matter who it is. Oh my God. They found enough evidence to let him go. Cody Connors is the one who accused Dr. Disrespect use allegations to sell tickets to his show. Cody Connors.
So he's the Twitter employee?
I think so. Yeah. Listen, if all three dates sell out, I'll tell you why you got banned. Gamer friends, if you're in the East Coast, you should come to one of these shows. It's coming to New York date. There's 500 person room and we're like 70-cent pre-sale and always act around. The show sells out to 100%. That's why we banned him during the set. Oh my God. Case closed, gang. He got banned because he got caught sexting a minor and then exiting in the then existing Twitch Whispers product. He was trying to meet up with her at TwitchCon. The powers that be could read in plain text. Oh, shit. So he was trying to meet up. See, everything I had read said nothing about meet up.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's just one person that said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is where he got admitted to infidelity in 2017. Conversations planned meet up with a minor at TwitchCon 2017. Well, that was the before the launch date because I played July of 2017. Yeah. He was the number two streamer in May on YouTube. Dr. Disrespect. Damn.
This weekend, not gonna. Already said what I needed to say.
Well, fair enough.
I don't give a fuck about this guy. That's it. So I do appreciate the donations. Feels I do appreciate good, the messages. Maybe I step away from there too. Just completely remove myself from the scene. It's what I need to do.
This is what they choose to do as a studio. For their employees. Why do people come in the middle and wedge themselves and say, well, where's my... They don't need to give you This is their own decision.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are looking for me...
Used to being a pedo. But that accusation came from a tweet. Just text. It didn't even say his name. There was no receipt, no proof of what the allegations were. But he's been accused of it. And the whole of the internet's blown
up. He admitted it.
Yeah.
My concern is, did he know it was a minor? Oh, here's the other one. But why is he always shirtless?
Bunch of mom mentions are he, they, she, she, hey, they, fucking, I identify as a helicopter. God damn it. And I seen the couple tweets about the doc. I'm as taken back as a lot of you guys are, okay? But the fact remains that these are some crazy accusations. Crazy. Big time accusations. And until we know more, until we know them as fact, until they've been proven with evidence, what are we talking about? What's anybody talking about? As far as the leave little kids alone stuff, this doesn't make it any further from the truth. Leave little children out of your shit. Have a nice day. Yo, yo.
So
checking in.
When was this posted? Watch.
Look, I open Twitter.
Watch the he, they, them.
My mentions are he, they, she, hey, they, fucking, I identify as a.
So that is where it gets into my other point. So this got Nick Merckx in trouble with Mr. Beast.
Because of that one person that transitioned?
Ava. Yeah. Calls out Mr. Beast, team member who went from being husband and dad to being a woman. So it got really bad, apparently, because when Nick Merckx said that, basically Ava or Chris Tyson made a clip of it and said how I'm feeling every morning when I open, blah, blah, blah. And then Nick Merckx said, you should be ashamed of yourself leaving your wife and child behind to play pretend. And so Mr. Beast chimed in and said, Ava is literally always with her kid, doesn't even go on shoots to spend more time with him. Tuckman is always smiling, not sure why this rumor is a thing. I didn't know the kid's name was Tuck. I thought they meant like the Tuckman is always smiling. Sorry, shouldn't have named your kid Tuck if you Tuck 24/7. So sorry. Gosh. It really fucked my head up. I was like, are they talking about a Tucker or a, like, is she Tucking, you know? Whole thing. So then they get into a whole fucking, you got a habit of putting your garbage input on situations you have no knowledge of. Also, if you're a friend of mine and other things, you and your friend have other things you should probably be discussing instead of making up false claims about me, girly pop. And then it goes to never asked Jake how he protected his kid or his family from his bro-in-law. Low blow, thought we were talking about kids. Who keep your company describes a lot about you. And then if you want to pretend to be a woman, do it off camera. Do not be selfish. This is Sneeko. Do damage Jimmy's philanthropic rim. Do not damage Jimmy's reputation. Do not confuse a generation of children by celebrating puberty blockers and genital mutilation. Mad Jimmy kept the tyranny or the tranny and not your loser ass. It got really bad. So it's just all the craziness back and forth with Sneeko, them, just nasty.
Mm-hmm.
This Ava, Chris Tyson, whatever, is batshit crazy.
Jesus.
It's crazy. And then Mr. Beast jumps in, and then it's just back and forth and back and forth. And I'm just like, why the fuck? Just why would Mr. Beast risk it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not a family-friendly channel anymore. I can't let my kids watch Mr. Beast. He loves the chocolate and whatnot. But if that person was on there constantly talking about themselves or like acting if they were boy to girl, I can't do that because then you're not family friendly.
Right. So Mr. Beast isn't a family friendly YouTube thing anymore?
No, not for us. Just because the idea of having a transgender person on there giving their story or like being very open about it, I don't want my kids to get confused. I wouldn't want a Barbie that's half man, half woman. You know what I mean? I don't want them when they're younger to be like, okay, this is okay. Because to me, a boy is a boy, a girl is a girl. If you want to fuck around and play pretend, you can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it. Like, I understand mental disorders. I've been mentally ill in my life. I've been through a lot of shit. I understand how your mind can be malleable. I've seen it. I've employed it. I've dealt with it. I've had it firsthand. You need help. It's just not my thing.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to get up and tell somebody to change, but I'm going to say, if you need help, I'm there. But I'm not going to put my kids in front of it. Any of that shit, like Miss Rachel got turned off when they were like, Happy Pride Month. Because just in case for the next few episodes, they started like putting out more Pride content to try and the whole reason they do this is to attract more eyes from different metrics.
Right.
Metrics being like the Hispanics, the white and idiotic, the Black Americans, the Black
South German, South Berlin, you know, different metrics of people. And then you have the homosexual of these different cultures because they act different, they buy different, they smell different, they do different. Mm-hmm. The mental, like, the how do we attract them? How do they trigger? How do they purchase? How do we drive them to want us? If they can get that, they can make money because the world revolves around money. And Mr. Beast just isn't getting it. Don't get involved in anything political, even if it's your friends. And so, yeah. Didn't get the fucking memo. He's advertising his Feastables in a fucking, that's hilarious.
In the thread.
Yep. Did Ava Tyson just cook Sneeko? Man, drama alert is hilarious. Federal court permanently blocks Florida's law against trans healthcare. Well, they can try. And then his wife, former wife, basically came in for Ava's former wife, Chris's former wife,
mm-hmm.
and was like, yeah, we have a really good like co-parenting life. She must be horrified. She's making a lot of money for just being a mom, but she has to be horrified. If you're not, or like depressed, that your love of your life and father to your child basically had a mental snap after you gave birth. Like I had the whole postpartum and basically cooked my mind for 6 months not sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine I just decided to cut it all off and was like, I don't love you anymore. I love our child, but I want it to be my child because I took more care of it.
That's wild.
That's what it looks like. And, you know, it's sad. Like, you do you, Ava, Chris, Mr. Beast. Nobody gives a shit. But everyone, let me know in the comments below how you feel about, you know, striking a chord with a minor and
if you don't want Kendrick Lamar.
Dude, I saw him on Juneteenth video going five times back to back. Drake is dead, in my opinion. Hotline bling, ring, 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 unfucking answered ever again in my life. I used to love his music. And now I'm just like, I can't even listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No,
it's hilarious.
I don't even know Kendrick. I didn't even know Kendrick Lamar like that. And now I know, like, I feel in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a part of it. And West Coast Unite.
Gone.
Gone. Like, he don't exist. They took his pass, bro. You didn't see that? Like, he's straight. You ain't got it no more.
Oh, really?
You can't say it no more. You ain't not like us. Not like us. I thought that was dope. He was like, excuse me, revocated.
It's like Kendrick Lamar did the Thanos snap and just.
Ain't never getting it back. Dude, it was gone. Yeah, he played it five times back to back. You probably didn't see it either because it was on Prime. And so I believe the fifth time was right at the end. He fucking killed it. And I wasn't even a fan. I didn't even know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
But I know who he is. I'll follow him now. And he ended it, dropped bombs. If you understand Kendrick Lamar or his music, let me know in the comments below if you enjoyed that. If you enjoyed seeing me squeal, that'll be for the shorts. If you don't watch our shorts, I've drank a lot of this today. I just need some potassium, apparently.
Yeah, you need some like liquid IVs or something.
Yeah, I know, but I lost all my money at the casino last night in Tonkawa. In this fancy, fancy place that's an hour and a half away from Enid in the opposite direction. So 3 hours away from here. One of these days, I'll take you to the casino.
I know. One of these days.
After I strike it big and we can just go there on a helicopter.
Maybe after I have a job, too.
Yeah. Well, I can fund it. I don't mind giving you money to win and then you pay me a commission if you win.
Well, I know, but like hopefully at that time I also have like
oh, yeah. So job. I forced this man to spend $20 on Powerball tickets. How much did you spend?
$15
on quick hits, well, quick pits.
That's how much it was.
It like, could have been fucking 20. It could have.
Five lines is $15.
Or for you the just could have done play. Whatever $20 gets me.
I told her, I was like, how many lines of Powerball Power Play can I get for $20? She was like, we can get five lines for $15. I was like, all right.
Or six lines for $16, $18. It's $3 a line, apparently.
I just told her. I was like, how many lines can I get? And she was like, well, you can get.
Either way. Point being, like, well, if you don't play, you can't strike it rich. So I'm going to incrementally just make him start winning. Yeah, a little bit of money here, a little bit of money. You just put like 20% back every time, save 30% for taxes. You're 50% richer than when you played. That's the rule. And it works for me. It's worked historically. I've just kind of and here we are. Whitey's got a point.
Thanks for viewing, watching, subscribing, listening to this very idiotic celebrity vested show and social media drama, but we love it. And if you got some comments about it or think that I'm very wrong about the transgender theory or that Kendrick Lamar won that shit, just saying, you can let us know. I might just throw it in the circle complaint bin. Thank you. And we'll see you next time on Dirty Business Hours. Peace.